ומושה מימורים שכח לכו אנושים ויסו את ארץ כנען אשר אני נויסן לבני ישראל איש אחד למטה רשי בנסדם בתנחומה שכח לכו אנושים לא מניס מכו פרשס מרגלים ופרשס מיריום לפי שלא כסו על איסקי דיבו שדיבו באחר השויים הלולו רואו ולילו כמוס רואו ולילו כמוס בקריאות עושה נצנת סתם רשויים הלולו רואו ולילו כמוס Yoker has a beautiful knage. He says that was already a long time coming from Klal Yisrael the request to send Meraglim. They were asking for Meraglim. Moshe was looking for opportunity when to send it. After the story of Miriam and Avia, he said, now is a good time. They saw what happens when a person speaks Lashon Hara. When a person speaks bad, so he was hoping that it will not. ויקרא מוישה ליהושע בן נון יהושע ליהושע בן נון יהושע So in Parshas Dvorim when Moshe Rabbeinu goes over the history of Klal Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu says ותאמרו נשלחו אנשים לפנינו וישיבו אצלנו ויאמרו טוב האורץ ולא יביסם לארץ So the modern Zach, we're going to learn now Parshas Meragli speak about some diukim and the psukim and we'll read the whole Parsha and they come back אפס כי אז הום היושב וגם ירדה הונר כמו לי יקבה ויהס כלו ואנושים בו לאום ולנוחה לאלויס ויציר אז דיבה סאורץ אשר תורו בו ארץ וחלס ישבר ותיס הכל הידו ואיתנו יסקו לו ואיפקו ואילנו על מישה This is the parsha So it looks like they send the meraglim they came back, they said it's not good and the Klal Yisrael didn't want to go and the Emes is a shtickle time Moshe said come we'll send some guys You send 12, 10 come and say it's impossible, 2 say yes. So what is the... Listen to that. Moshe, we said we don't know what is going on in Israel. We want to send someone to check. Moshe could have said no, Hashem says we don't check. Moshe said yes, okay. We said, 10 came back, said no, 2 said yes. That's what is the timeline of Klal Yisrael? No, these people don't know. Moshe said, why you send them? Moshe, you told us we could send these 12... And basically they will check what is going on, they will give us a report. Comes back, 10 say no, 2 say yes. So this is Ba'atzim, the koishi when you learn Parshas Meraglim. If you anyway expected to listen to Hashem, so don't send a Meraglim. But if Moshe agrees that we have a right to check, and we want the report, so we'll see later if that was the report that they were asked or not, ויאמר להם, אבל זה החוזק הוא הרופא, מהאורץ, היש בו ארץ עם מים. Could be they just had to say it's very hard, but they didn't have to give the advice. But the mice they said it's impossible. So, when we learn Parshas Vayishlach, Shlach Alamor Yav Dikashe, What is the big time of Klal Yisrael? But the oimek of the kasha is when you open Chumash Dvorim, Moshe Rabbeinu starts to tell them, "Vatik shu'elai borei sahi, v'atoymu nishlecho anoshim lefoneinu, v'yoshiv v'yovoyu v'yoshivu oisonu, toivu ha'oretz me'oid, v'lo yavisim la'o." They came back and said, "It's good," and you didn't want to go. Rashi has a kasha, it's not true. Maybe some people, you know, so Parshas Dvorim already, and this man, they forget what they learned in Parshas Shlach. But when our Parsha says, they said it's not good. When you open the Chumash, I'll get it back in a second. The Chumash Dvorim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vanisa, ותקריבו נורא לי כולכם, ותאמרו, נשלחו אנושים. ויית בעיניי, ויקח מכם שני מנוסים, ויפנו ויעלו, ויבוא הנחל אשכול, ויקחו מפרי האורץ, ויאמרו, תויבו האורץ אשר נוסם השם אלוקים, ולא יביסם לארץ. רש"י אומר, ויאמרו, תויבו האורץ, יהושע וקולב. ממש. This is our question. Rashi just says, Moshe tells them, the taina was, you didn't follow the Yeshua of Ekodim. Why? So the Rabbi said, you know, you asked me to send people, we sent them, they came back, they said it's good. Well, they said good means two. So I heard once, the Gevaldi give up. Hashem told them it's good. They had to trust him. But Lamai said, 10 say it's not good. What do you want? What we could do? This is the oimek. What happens in our parsha? 10 say it's not good, 2 say it's good. ויעש כל הלסעום, ויאמר נעלה, ואנושים אשר אמרו לא ינעלה. ויאמרו ניתנו ראש לשוב במצרים, וישוע וכל הלב. האורץ אשר עברנו איסו טויבו אורץ מאויד מאויד. ויאמרו כל האום לירגו עם איסום באבונים וכבוד השם נירו ואויד. The way we will learn the parasha by Hashem this week in the shul, we'll see, they say it's bad, Yeshua says it's good. They carry on saying that it's bad, Yeshua we call it start to tear their clothes. And they say, Toi vo oretz moi. The Christ will take out rocks. The Christ was Nazim Oilam, this is the way Klaus will, you know, do the Mechor. Yeah? Mimei Aviseinu, you tear the rocks. And Vayir Kvayin Hashem. Listen, 10 say no, 2 say good, we are planning to follow the 10. Why you want to throw rocks on Yeshua the color? They say it's good. What bothers you that they say that it's good? Why? Why you want to throw rocks? You know when you throw rocks? When you know the other guy is right. And you're scared that he will convince everyone like you, like him. 10 say, it's not worth it to go up to Eretz Yisrael. 2 say, it's worth it to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Follow the 10. You don't like it? You don't like the 2? So don't listen to me. The tenets is, you Klal Yisrael knew that Kolev and Yeshua are right. You knew that Kolev and Yeshua are right. You tried to shut their mouths and they would not manage to talk. So this is what Moshe tells them. These two came and you didn't want to go. You wanted to kill these two people that said that it's good. If you would not want to kill them, and you would say no, I just don't believe in it. No one would have a problem with you. It's a big cloud. It's a measure in life. Big cloud to measure in life. How you know when the guy is not listening or the guy just doesn't want? The way to measure that Klai Yisrael really didn't want. So this is Be'etzem, the Seder HaParsha. But we see it, I'm saying, it's Yad HaNishmaya, we have the Parsha Zvorim. On them you read the Parsha and the Taka bothers you very much. They send the people to say no, everyone says yes. Well, what is the such time in Klai Yisrael? All the other ones say you can't do. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, you didn't listen to the two. So what is the noise? The Loya Visa. You wanted to throw rocks at them. And if you realize, okay, Hashem comes also to protect you, Yeshua, we call it, but only then Keilu Hashem mixes in. Then Hashem starts the story from the Merak. Kozman is the argument that they were sent to, and Klai Yisrael have to see what is going on. Kilo Hashem is letting them to argue it out, to work it out. But in the middle of the Yeshua, we call it, and this is in life a lot of times, you have the guy that says, yes, you're not allowed to have a new Dira, an iPhone. No, Hashem, no. No, only Yeshua has that. It's different places that some people have iPhone. And the guy makes a mechor. Check. People don't listen to it. If the Olam check with it, it means they know he's right. The Olam are disturbed by the people that make the mechor. No, they're right. Well, you know, some people cover themselves from top to bottom. I don't know what is under it, but you see like these black things moving around the street. Yeah? It bothers you? It doesn't bother you. Right? Why the Olam are not kochin against it? You don't have a tzad that is the way you have to behave. Ask him. Or someone will start to speak against a long shaykh, or you'll get all angry that they're mixing in your life. Why? Because that, maybe I hold it, Nish does it. Different things, it's not a problem, I'm not going into details. But when you feel, you know he's right. Then bothers you that he's making a mechal. This is a way to measure every time. Who are you holding? What is happening? Measure. Measure good. The guy is yelling, hurts him, then Yerim is doing a mechor. It means he knows it's right. Sometimes the guy makes a mechor and he's shaking the matzah or something else, yeah? But when the guy gives musa, it's needed, stay right. The Shemaim, I have to go to these places. You want to go? Why is Shtachim not? You know he's right. You know he's right. So the way to test Klal Yisrael was they were upset with Yeshua and Kala. They wanted to kill Yeshua, and Kala. They're giving a different report. What is the problem? They say we could do it. And bothers you. So the pasuk is mamshich. Vayikra Moshe l'Yoshea binun Yehoshua. Ko Yoshiacho mehatzas meragi. I say alemol. I think I heard once one of my rabbeim. Eilike Moshe rabbeim. Number one in Klal Yisrael, right? Eilike Yehoshua binun. Number two in Klal Yisrael, the manning after Moshe Rabbeinu. I think they were very close. I think it was even a relationship with Rabbi Talmid in between them. And it was Atzas Meraglim, not to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe Moshe, this picture in your head, the Rebbe Moshe is worried that his closest Talmid that will come back, he will fight the Rebbe and he will tell the Olam, we're not going to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe doesn't find a way but having a meeting, what we call the four eyes, to explain to Yeshua, listen, please be strong. Nothing will help. Yeshua could lose it. Yeshua. Klal Yisrael will rely on Yeshua forever, right? Let 40 years later, Yeshua be the one that will take us. He's going to be the man. Now he's number two and he will rebels against Moshe Rabbeinu, and he will go back with everyone. That is the pachad. And it's only he puts Hashem's name around him. So, first, without understanding, to understand how stark was the nisoyan of the Meragli, when we read the parasha sometimes, it looks like these people are failures. They're a meatball, like, you know. It looks like they'll never get out of it. They're failing and failing and failing and failing. I'm like, why? Hashem is dear. All in a bris. What is going on? Well, first, to understand the nisoyan. Look how stark is this Messiah. Moshe Rabbeinu, what else could be? Who else could give you a chizuk from Moshe Rabbeinu? With number two, that is called Yeshua, that he's the Malik. And Yeshua already has the Nevuah. Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnis. Re'el that the Meidat Mislavim Bamachne, Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnis. He already knows Hashem said he's number. He's the next one. Moshe says he will go to this tour 40 days in Eretz Yisrael. He will come back, I will lose him. Nothing what I could do. Can't talk to them about it, will not help. First, I understand the oimek of the nisoyan. Now, we have to understand what is the oimek of the nisoyan. Oimek of the nisoyan. Now, in a second, we'll maybe try to explain. But first, time to understand that it's not. And these people were so schwach and so low, and they were failing the whole time. Moshe doesn't know how to start this Nisayon with Yeshua. His closest down. And when everyone is doing the Ched HaEgel, he's standing under the mountain waiting for the Rebbe. Mamish, you know, Moshe's guy. Moshe, he will come back, he will fight against me. He will say to go back to Mitzrayim. So I bet you. Changes his name forever. Shinu Hashem, we're doing someone that's about to die. Shinui Hashem, Kol Yashiach HaMeatz HaSmeragli. Now, the Mefoshim has the Kasha. That is the Matzah. It's not fair. There's another 11 guys going, and Moshe doesn't take care of them. Look at the Matzah, Moshe feels, I can't save Yeshua, I will go, I'm scared he will fail. So Moshe Rabbeinu adds a Yud to your issue. What is happening with the other 11 people? Weissler, the drive to come back and say it's not good, it was very high risk. So some say the chayv of the Rebbe to the Talmud is over everything, yeah. The Rebbe has to be meisel nefesh, he's going for Shabbos to be with. The Rebbe has to take care of the Talmud. That is the yisoid chayv of the Rebbe to the Talmud. To go out his way. So the Talmud says, Vayikro Moshe lo Yishia benun Yehoshua. So the Targum Yeris ibn Azir. Ukat Chome Moshe and Vesenuse Kore Moshe Lo Yishua Benun Yo Yishua. When he saw that Yeshua as a Ono, he added to him a Yud. First, this title has a beautiful pshat. How it became Yeshua Binun. This is Yeshua Binun. Benun. Binun. What is Binun? Sometimes I'm all shy that Binun is two words or one word. Yeshua Binun, Yeshua Bin Nun, son of Nun. Has like a dash or something together in the Torah. So it's a raya from the Tanchuma in the end of last week's parsha, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, Adoini Moshe Kloem, when Elder the Maidah, Misnabi Mamachna, Moshe Mesi Yeshua, Vayomer Yeshua Binun, Mesharas Moshe Min Bachurov, Adoini Moshe Kloem. Rashi brings two pshatim. Other, put him in jail. Other hotel and so he tzibu v'em kolim me'aleim. Make them ask him. Nothing will come out of it. Yeah? Hotel and so he tzibu v'em kolim me'aleim. Other, put him in jail. You have to know what it means. I know when I was a bacher, when I was learning Kol Torah, then I went to learn Panovich. And as Mani, I came back to Kol Torah. I lived in Bank Viga. So they made me even as Mani to be the Gabbe. So the first week I'm back home. After Panovich, and after Meir, Lel Shabbos, my father also went out of Kol Torah. I go to the Kodesh and I take out the Sefer Torah and I put it on the bima and I'm preparing it for tomorrow morning. My father is walking down, my Rizal is walking, when he passes near my seat, and the Spanish is empty already, right? It's after Meir, that was at the Shabbos. It's my father coming down, which is the end of the Davos long. I'm standing at the bima, my son is at the Torah. My father passes Nimi like mumbles to himself. Hotel and Tzachitzibu v'em koli me'aleya. Hotel and Tzachitzibu v'em koli me'aleya. This was the Musa I got from my father. Hotel and Tzachitzibu v'em koli me'aleya. Now, you have to know, Yeshua was the one who was Messiah of the Safsolim. Because he became Yeshua. My story is you have to know what is called Messiah of the Safsolim. Taking care of the Cheretz, the Rebbe of the Mesuda. Hotel and Tzachitzibu. Busy with every sign and every different zach, yeah? Shem Koli Me'aleh. But okay, it's a Mazud Shmuz, this was last week's parsha, it's not the game. So the Talchuma says that because Yeshua was Moira Hiroi Bifnei Moshe, Adoni Moshe, Kloem. So Hashem took off 10 years of his life of Yeshua. Can I get the 10 words that are in this pasuk? If you count the pasuk, it's 11. Vayomer, Yeshua, Bin Nun, Meshores Moshe Mibachurov, Adoini Moshe, Vayan Yeshua, Meshores Moshe Mibachurov, Vayan Yeshua Bin Nun, Meshores Moshe Mibachurov, Vayomer Adoini Moshe Kloe. It's 11 words. Tanchuma says because it's 10 words, he lost 10 years of his life. It tells us the bin nun is considered one word and not two words. Bin nun is one word. And if you're allowed to write the bin on one side and the nun on the other side. But you can't write mem, shin, moishe. You have to write a word. So the shayla is, same, the goyim has the same shayla in Batsheva. Batsheva has one name and two names. One word or two words. There's the same rabbi in Sanhedrin that says Yeshua, David HaMelech, the Maisim of Batsheva, kineach b'shloishas ramapois. כנגד שלוש את הטבל שבפוסק בתיק ובדובר בית שבע אחר ספרי דגון is 14 words דגון בית שבע is one word but what is but Pasha's the name is Ben Nun why it became Bin Nun so the stipler says in Birkas Peretz his name is Hoshea they added Yehoshua from where they got the Yud from where? Sorai the Yud has a Nikud No. So the Ben doesn't have a nikkud. So the stipler, they took from the segol of Hoshea, they took one little dot. I'm sorry, forget. They took from the word Ben Nun, his name was Hoshea Ben Nun. Right? Now they took a Yud from Sarai, they put it near Yeshua. Now, but if you don't have a Nikud and the Yeshua, you will not hear it, right? So they need what? They need a Shvat, right? So they took the two, the Ben has a Segel, every Ben, right? The base. They took two dots. The segel, they put it under the yud. Became Yehoshua. But now the base was left only with one dot, so it became bin. Because it's like the style. They took the yud from Sarai, but the nekudos they took from the word ben. So the ben lost two dots for the word Yehoshua. So it became Yehoshua binu. This is like the style of Birkas Peretz. Talmud, the tshuva and the Avudram. Was a shul that made it extended to the shul. Normally they do it in the back. That shul they did it in the front. They had like five more benches. So the guys that had the front benches wanted to, be graded up to the new benches. The shul said, no, we added this. Well, now we could sell it again, but people want to give more money to be on the front. So they went to the interior. So he said he has a guy. They added you to Yeshua. Now the hey came the second letter. That's if you add, people that you add there in the front, and the hey stays the second. The Chassam Sefer said, the new benches belong to the shul, and the guys that had the Mizrach Tilma, now they're not in the Mizrach. That's like the Chassam Sefer, but Shuvah Lalochem. Okay. But we come, okay, why Dafka Yeshua? So the Talmud says, Kad Chose and Visinusa de Yeshua. So there's a lot of pshatim. I heard one pshat from Reb Chaim Kreisel. So the Gemara says in Gittin, Perek HaNezokim, and the sinusri shel schar yoich riba es b'seinu v'golinu leben ha'umas. Why? When they came, when the Kamsa by Kamsa sent the Kolban, so he made a movement, duksha be'ayin. So they said, what to do it? What to do with it? If we're shechted, since Chai ben Atfir, Yevu, Balimumim Shkrevi. If they will kill him, then he will not go back to the king. Yevu, Matil Mum Bekotchi Meis. So they were not Makrivit, and they didn't kill him, he went back to the king. And he said, Mordu Bechol Yehudoi. And the Sinusri Shel Schar Yehichrim is missing. So there's one pshat from Chaim Kreis that told me that I can't say in public. But I want to say the second pshat. So he said, Givaldi Givaldi. He said, in Sanhedrin, the halacha is you start from the small one. Why? Because if you start from the first one, the biggest one, no one will say, you know, you have a kash. The biggest rishi will say, shus. Everyone will keep quiet, right? But if you had the oil to give answers, till you get to the biggest rishi, you will hear 69 rutsim. You come to the Rosh Sanhedrin, you will say, shtusim, shnishin kash. But if you will say, shtusim, no one will try to talk. Tzchaya was the Rosh Sanhedrin. Everyone else called it. Either you have to kill him, or you have to be making the call. But Vazchaya was the honor of, so he right away said, we can't. Everyone knew that he's the biggest. So they were scared that Yeshua, if he would be the first one to say bad, he was the biggest of all of them. Everyone will follow him. This was one pshat. I want to say the real pshat there. Chazal tell us that what was the negiah, as they stated in Shlach HaKadosh, that the negiah of the Meraglim was that they will not be Rosh Yisrael when they will come into Eretz Yisrael. Avada, it's higher things than we understand. Hecher and Madregas. But we have to know what Chazal said in these words, they want us to get the message of the way that the words are like Kipshuta. Like, you know, you can learn Gemara, Nafayomi, and you can learn Beyu. And both are true. Teira was written that everyone could understand. To understand how much a krech of an agia could blind a person. And the Mephoshim say, Ba'oiso shok sheirim hoyu, they were really hoping that they will go and they will find reasons that we can't go. They didn't plan to lie. They were planning to come back and explain that it's not shaykh. It's not shaykh b'derech ha-teva. It's not going to shaykh. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael is Yishveyo. If you don't keep the mitzvahs here, you can't win. You have to be the ma'ala b'derech ha-teva. And it's not shaykh. Chabad Chaim explains, yeah, if we would not have the Chetah Eger, we would could, but now in our massive, it's not Shaykh. It's like, Vahiro Yaakov Mo'id Shemo Gora Machet. He came to explain, in our Madregis, the few we're holding now, it's impossible to do it. This is what they were hoping. So Moshe knew that even if they will say that, he will get up and say, they have an Eger. But Yeshua doesn't have that begiyah. Why? Elder the Meidah says, Moshe makes Yeshua machnis. Yeshua wants to go. He's going, he's becoming the king. His begiyah says yes to go. So forget, so the chula, so you don't have to daven for him. Yeshua wants to go. But while Yeshua has the honor, Yeshua doesn't want to. He runs to Moshe, kill them. They say, Moshe, Moshe, we don't want to hear that. Klein, we don't want to hear that. I don't want to have it to be. So Yeshua was a real honor. He doesn't want to take over. But the Welt will not think that it's a tzaddik Yeshua doesn't want to. So if Yeshua will say that it's not good, there's no way to stop it. So when he saw that Yeshua is an honor, he realized that the negiah of Yeshua would be also not to go. Everyone doesn't want to go because they will lose the position. Yeshua doesn't want to get the position. Yeshua is like his Rebbe Moshe. Shlach b'yad tishlach. Moshe says, I should send someone else, just not me. Send Aaron. I'm not holding thee. I'm not going to be demanding. This is Hashem chooses the one that Taki doesn't want. Yeshua had exactly the same game, the same mahalach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kadchozan v'sinusin Yeshua. So it's double. First he realized that Yeshua is also a negiah. Not to go to Eretz Yisrael. So I heard what's one of the Gvarim. Okay, so why Dafka Yeshua? Seven has a Megiah. They don't want to go because they want to stay here. He doesn't want to go because he doesn't want to be the man. So says, the first is because how it will look. Well, they would not want to go, and we all understand the Megiah. Yeshua, no one will think that it's because of the Megiah. One of those Yeshivas said one of the Pshat. Yeshua is more dangerous than everyone else. They have Megiahs. It's covered. So hopefully it'll be okay. Yeshua, Megiah, Hashem Shemayim. If we're blind with Moshe Rabbeinu, someone is doing Hashem Shemayim is the worst. With Hashem Shemayim, people could kill the whole world. Hashem Shemayim. So maybe he was more worried from Yeshua than the going. ויעלו בנגב ויבואו עד חברון בשום אחימי שישי ותלמי ילידי העונה. סנצז ויעלו בנגב ויובוי, רשי ויובוי, קודם לבדוי, שתשתך על קברי אוביץ. So you have to know, it says in Rashi in Parshas Chayesoro, very wichtig in Rashi. Kiryas Arba hi Hebron. I don't know if you know where it is, but it's... settlements. Kiryas Arba hi Hebron. So Rashi, why it's called Kiryas Arba? There's four giants. Achai, Telmai, Shishai, and the father. Four giants. Dovor Acher, Zot Rashi in Chayesoro. Arba Zugois, Tmunim Shom. Odom Vechavo. Avrom Vesoro. Yitzchok. Rivka. Yaakov Veleh. Everyone's a cloud. Dovor Acher is not. Chevron really had. It's a huge koyach, a huge place. Had four giant physical giants, and his four ruchnistic giants. Kolev runs right away to Ma'oras HaMachpelah to say the ruchnistic giants will win the physical giants. And this one exactly was the chet of the Meraglim. The Meraglim come to Chevron, they see four giants, it's impossible to win them. And your caller says, yes, Arba Kivrei Oves is the four giants there that make me to win. That is Be'etzem, the whole Melchoma, the Chofetz Chaim explains. They came back, they say, we can't. And Yeshua says, Kiso Tzilom, Lachmeinu Hem. We could win them. If we believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And they come back. Yeshuvu mitu ha'aretz mikeitzar bo'im yoyim. Chazal say, Kadosh Baruch Hu made Kfitzas HaDerech, that later there will have to be 40 years in the Midbo. Vayelchu vayavoyu al Moshe ve'el Aharon. Vayaru es piri ha'aretz. And they showed him the fruits. Ephes ki azu oma yoyshev ba'oretz ve'orim p'tzuchos v'doyus gam yavde arnak re'inu shom, we saw the giants. V'ayaz kolav esom el Moshe oloi na'ale v'yorashnu oiso v'anoshim asher omru loy nuch ala alois v'yutziu di bas ha'oretz eretz v'cheles yishver v'shom ro'inu sanefi livne anok v'ani v'aineinu kechagovim v'chein o'inu b'aineh. We felt like little bugs. They also taught that we were very little bugs. What is this famous? Vaniya beineinu kechagovim v'cheino inu beinei. So Rashi tells it. We felt like little bugs, and they also felt that we are little bugs. So Rashi. Shomanu oimri nemolim yesh bakerem keanoshim. First, we felt like mamish little ants, like big, huge giants, and also they felt that we were very little. Rashi says, no, and we're telling you, we heard him discussing it. They said, Nemolim yesh bakerim kein anoshim. It's not like we're just telling you we felt like so small and they're so big. Nemolim yesh bakerim, we heard him. But I heard it was a gewaldige pshat. A gewaldige pshat. It's not only that. V'nir be'eneinu kechagovin v'cheinu inu be'eneinu. You know why they looked on us like little bugs? Because we felt like little bugs. A person is treated the way he puts himself. The way he puts himself. If he knows to represent himself like strong, I met once a person. He had a friend that was the head of the American Mafia. He said that his friend told him that he almost never had to touch a purse in his life, maybe. He said, I came with like 3-4 people. I made sure that these people, before I came, made these people to know that the head of the mafia is coming. Yeah? And I had olive oil, a knife sticking out from here, and 2 guns sticking out from there. I never had to take out of here of a person. Why? I came so strong. He says, could be someone start off with me, I'm not so strong. He says, one bullet could kill me, I could kill everyone else. But if people think that I'm strong, they're scared. Person, the way he represents himself, this is the way people represent him. If Klal Yisrael will feel, we have the Hashem, we're the kids of Hashem, the giants will not feel like that. The most the giants will say, look, it's interesting. It's people small like ants. They didn't say that. They said it's ants that look like people. If the giants will say, listen, look, they're small people. Small people, yeah, they didn't say that. They said, it's jukes that look like people. If we felt nobody, they felt that we are nobody. We felt like Chagovim, they saw Chagovim. This is a Yesod. I remember I said this 7 years ago, Chumash, Parsha Shlach. Chumash, you're here. It's a shy 4th floor garage, yeah? There was a Yid from St. Louis. His name was Rabbi Grimberger. There's a lot of tears there now. He moved to Modi'in. He was sitting second bench from the back. And at the end of Chumash, he said, I want to tell you a story. He heard it from Effie Eitan. Effie Eitan, one of the biggest Israeli Zionist generals. But once he went to a trip, like a tour, like people do tours all different places. So he went to a tour, it was in the Caribs, a place. And someone told him that, you know, they told him that it's white beards there, you have to be careful from the white beards. So he went to the head of the tour and he says, what happens if you meet the white beards? What do you do? He says, don't worry, you never meet them. I'm doing this tour for 20 years, you never meet the white beards. He says, well, what if, you know, I'm a general, I'm not trying to finish my life eaten up by a bear, you know? I don't care to be killed with a bullet. I'm not going to be eaten up by a bear. You know, I can't do this. So he said, listen, the bear comes, you get up, you stand in front of him, and you look in his eyes, and you tell him, I'm Effie Eitan, I'm the head of the Israeli army, I came to tour here, please move away right away. If he doesn't do it, just say it's strong. He says, you're crazy? He says, no, I'm telling you, it won't work. But I'm telling you anyway, we don't meet the peers there now. He said, this is all the story that I heard from Rabbi Grunberger, St. Louis, you could find out. No, that was not. The kid, so he says, he goes to the tour, and you know, he goes out the group. He's a happy time. And for sure, he sees 2 white beers coming towards him. He starts to shiver, you know, this is it, he'll finish his life. Then he remembered, he got up. He looked in their eyes and he said, I'm Effie Eitan, the head of the Israeli army. Just go away. They stood. He said it quicker and they disappeared. Kids, he came back to the head of the group. He told him, talking about these beers on the side of Hebrew. You know? He says, you have to understand, animals don't attack people there. You were so nervous, I knew, they will see you nervous, they will attack you. It's like dogs. I knew if I would give you this confidence to stand like that, they will never touch you. And that is the Metzias Be'etz. The way a person treats himself, this is the way. And we have to know that it's clapping every scene, it's clapping every part of the Ruchni is also. A person feels he's a nobody, he's taking a nobody. But if he feels he's an Eved Hashem, I'm an Eved Hashem, I'm a Choshev Rebacher. But if he's down, Chofetz Chaim says this quote, but I don't know, we're running late, so I can't mind. But this, the Chofetz Chaim explains that this was the Chet HaMeraglim. Says Vikach hu darkoi shel hayetza hu oimer la'odom, you're a nobody, and like this you fall. He says what happened to the Meraglim, everyone knew that Hashem could save clouds. And this is where I started. We were holding Doira Midbo, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua Benun. People would go down there, they would come back scared. What? Hashem made Kiras Yamsuf, Shomo Ami Mirgozu, Chiloch Az Yosh Vepeloshes. Rochav Azoino says, Nomoigu Kolan Sheknoan. Every goy understands it's impossible. And this is a goy. We're a Yidin. We know everything is from Hashem. The Meraglim, I said, even Yeshua, Moshe has to beg and beg to hold Yeshua in shape. Zog the Chofetz Chaim al Atei, it's Chofetz Chaim is printed in Shmira Saloshin. You see here, Chelek Sheini Perik Yutes. V'ato Yisbar Chet HaMeragli. How they went down? Says, they said, Avade Hashem. Hashem doesn't like people that did Chet HaEgel. Hashem doesn't like people that Yisa Avu Tava. I'm not a Choshva guy. For me, Hashem will not make Nisi. Rabbi Kide, 40 years Hashem will make him a Godel Ador. But me, that I'm a Shvach HaBacher, he will not give me the Siyata Dishmai to know Shas Bav Yusham Zifri Zifro. And like this, the person goes down. The Hidu is Klal Yisrael. So I'll do a couple lines. Shafa Sanhedrin, Vatisa Kolo Eidu is Kulo Zog Rashi Sanhedroes. Rosh is Sanhedrin were crying, what? Was that even a Koyrach? They came back and they say, Hashem, we can't. Ki Chozuk Umimenu Zog Piyuchah Chazal. Chozuk Umimenu, if we can look at the Rashi, we can't say it over. Yeah? Ki Chozuk Umimenu. Shayetzer misapich lefe'omim umatil geus v'leva odom. Ich bin the tzadik, ich bin the god lador, I don't need nothing anymore. And he tells them to think, you're the tzaddik, you don't have to learn anymore. Yeah, I'm good, I'm a bal chesed, I take care of people. He makes them to forget that he missed Krishma here, and he spoke Lashon Hara here, and he ate in this hotel, and he looked here, and I'm a good guy, I'm mamish, I'm all good. Ah, he looks here, I'm all good. This is one Yitzhar. But it's another Yitzhar. He tells you need schusim. But not people that don't have schusim. We are not holy. And this is what Yeshua and Kolev said. If Hashem doesn't want, he will kill us in the midbar. Listen to the Chofetz Chaim says. If Hashem doesn't want, he will kill you today. If he's leaving you in this world, it means you have the chance to win. Remember that. If you're useless, he will take you away already. If you are here, Tov Shin Ayin Zayin, Sivan, it means you could become Rabbi Akiva. And this Yitzhar Hore is so strong, Zokta, it wins Klal Yisrael, it could win Yeshua. It for sure could win every little guy. Don't think, yeah, I hear the Chofetz Chaim, this is not my problem exactly. I said, I can't sit, Meisha, I'm in a different Madrega. No, you could. It's very hard, you will win. You could win. The Holy Ghost to a person, either he makes him big, either he makes him small. He says, the Meraglim knew Hashem could, but Hashem would not do it for us. We would not manage. If Hashem left you, obviously you could. If you say, I'm Efi Eitan, you would win. But when you come to the Tzahor, I'm a Shvachi guy, he comes and he eats you up. But if you know, V'aniyeh be'eneinu kechagobim v'cheinu hinu be'eneyeh. Yeah, they also saw. So this was the oimik when they were trying to explain. Yeah, the Meraglim also saw they were not any more people. They didn't say they see us. They saw Jews. Yeah. You right? But this is the chet. If you'll win it, Be'ez Hashem, you'll have the siyata d'shma.